There are a number of passages in the New Testament that have a psalm-like structure, or at least the general sound of a psalm. We will be using some of these New Testament psalms as devotionals in the week to come, We will be taking them from an early edition of the Passion Translation. I hope you enjoy them as we continue our study of the New Testament Book of Acts. Today's psalms will be taken from the Book of Acts and also from the Book of Hebrews. We'll begin with Hebrews chapter 1 and a psalm titled, Far Superior to Angels. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor, the exact representation of God's true nature, His mirror image. He holds the universe together and expands it by the mighty power of His spoken word. He accomplished for us the complete cleansing of sins, and then took His seat on the highest throne at the right hand of the Majestic One. He is infinitely greater than angels, for He inherited a rank and a name far greater than theirs. The next psalm is from Hebrews chapter 11 and is titled Faith. Faith brings our hopes into reality, the evidence to prove what is unseen. Faith lifted Enoch. From this life, he was taken to heaven. Faith opened Noah's heart to receive revelation and warnings from God. Faith motivated Abraham to obey God's call and leave the familiar. Sarah's faith embraced the power to conceive, even though she was past the age of childbearing. Faith inspired Joseph and opened his eyes to see the future. Faith prompted the parents of Moses to hide him for 3 months. Holding faith's promise, Moses abandoned Egypt and did not fear Pharaoh's rage. Faith pulled down Jericho's walls and provided a way of escape for Rahab. These were the true heroes. They lived in hope without receiving the fullness of what was promised to them. And finally, from Hebrews chapter 13, a psalm titled Proverbs in Hebrews. Make room in your heart to love every believer. Show hospitality to strangers, for they may be angels from God. Identify with those who are in prison as though you were suffering with them, and those who are mistreated as if you could feel their pain. Honor the sanctity of marriage and keep your vows of purity. Don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have. Jesus promised you, I will never leave you alone, never. I will not loosen my grip on your life. I know the Lord is for me. I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. Don't forget the example of your spiritual leaders. Follow their walk of faith. Jesus is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Don't let anyone lead you astray with all sorts of novel and exotic teachings. We have no city on earth as our permanent home, but we seek the city that is destined to come. Do not miss an opportunity to do acts of kindness, for these are the true sacrifices that delight God's heart. Obey your spiritual leaders and recognize their spiritual authority. Live with a clear conscience. Desire to live honorably in all that you do. May Christ work perfection into every part of you, giving you all that you need to fulfill your destiny. May He express through you all that is excellent and pleasing to Him. The Book of Acts. It's titled Pentecost and Jesus. On the day Pentecost was being fulfilled, all the disciples were gathered in one place. Suddenly they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could bear. Then, all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire that engulfed each one of them. They were filled and equipped with the Holy Spirit and were empowered by the Spirit to speak in languages they had never learned. When the people heard the roaring sound, crowds came running to see where it was coming from. Stunned at what was happening, each one could hear in his or her own language. Peter stood up and shouted, "God destroyed the cords of death and raised him up. It was impossible for death's power to hold him prisoner. God resurrected Jesus, and we have seen him. Then God exalted him to his right hand, upon the throne of highest honor. And the Father gave him the authority to send the promised Holy Spirit, which is poured out upon us today." Deeply moved, those nearby asked, "What do we need to do?" And Peter replied, "Repent and return to God. Then take hold of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Be rescued from the wayward and perverse culture of this world." Paul later wrote, "For the gospel is all about God's Son. As a man, he descended from David's royal line. He is the mighty Son of God, raised from the dead. And now, Jesus is our Lord and our Messiah. Through him, a joy-producing grace cascaded into us." This is Brother Don.
The sun
is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's